With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is optimistic about peace talks between Israel and terror group Hamas. He says Israel continues working on a Gaza ceasefire deal.
You need several parties to tangle. It's not even two here. But we're working on it diligently as we speak. In fact, on the way over here and on the way from here, we're not going to let up. We have a goal. We intend to achieve that goal.
Well, Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff says there's progress towards a deal between the two.
We are hopeful that by the end of this week, we will have an agreement that will bring us into a 60-day ceasefire. 10 live hostages will be released. 9 deceased will be released.
President Trump says the U.S. will have to increase military supplies to Ukraine despite a pause in weapons deliveries.
Last week, the Pentagon announced it was holding back deliveries of some air defense missiles, precision-guided artillery, and other weapons to Ukraine over concerns U.S. stockpiles have declined too much. But President Trump said Monday night,
"We're going to send some more weapons. We have to."
Russia has intensified its airstrikes on civilian areas of Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky saying in the past week, Russia's launched more than 1,200 drones, 39 missiles, and almost 1,000 powerful glide bombs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Mexican rescue workers are helping crews in Texas respond to catastrophic floods to hit the state over the weekend. On Tuesday, a spokesperson in northern Mexico announced a rescue team had been sent to Kerr County. The team, made up of members of the city's civil protection and firefighting units, is assisting with search and rescue efforts. Meanwhile, a flash flood emergency is in effect for Ruidoso, New Mexico. The river overflowed its banks. They were doing water rescues. This is SRN News. States are beginning to protect kids online.
New York has approved legislation requiring warning labels on social media apps, and the Parents Television and Media Council thinks it's a great idea. Spokesman Melissa Hansen says, quote, "Just like warning labels were added to cigarette packages, social media labels are intended to warn users against the harms. It's one common sense solution amongst many." The PTMC points out that children can be sexually trafficked online and exposed to pornography. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christian relief agencies are rushing aid to Texas, where deadly floods have killed scores of people and destroyed a lot of property. Samaritan's Purse leading the charge, and CEO Franklin Graham is urging all Americans to intervene spiritually, saying we need to continue to surround these devastated families and communities in prayer. Also pray for the hundreds involved in search and rescue efforts. This is SRN News. The IRS says pastors endorsing political candidates during services should not risk losing their tax-exempt status.
This challenges the Johnson Amendment, a 1954 rule barring tax-exempt groups, including churches, from political endorsements. On Monday, the IRS and a Christian media group asked a Texas court to stop enforcing the rule against religious organizations. The group argues the amendment violates their First Amendment rights. In 2017, President Trump signed an order to limit its enforcement, and Republican lawmakers have since pushed to repeal it. John Scott reporting.
A new study is highlighting links between certain foods and disturbed sleep. Researchers from the University of Montreal discovered that consuming dairy products is associated with nightmares and poor sleep quality. They say that lactose intolerance is the reason. More details at srnnews.com.